We praise Allah, the Almighty. And brothers and sisters, if you do nothing today, at least praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bear witness, La ilaha illallah Muhammadar Rasulullah. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone. He has no partner. Nothing, no one is like him at all. No one deserves our absolute obedience except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No imam, no sheikh, no alim, no scholar, no one, no religious person, no parent, no friend, no wealthy person, any of them, none of them deserve any worship at all except Allah alone. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger, his last messenger, and no prophet, no messenger after him. We believe in every word of Al-Quran. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believe in the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And brothers and sisters, we seek refuge with Allah, even from the weakness of our own selves. I, the khatib, the one who gives khutbah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his blessing to protect me even against my own weakness. Why? Because you need the words of Allah and his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam if you're going to be guided to Surat al-Mustaqim, to the straight path. Brothers and sisters, we need Allah's guidance. And only he can guide us and help us. We depend upon Allah the Almighty. We ask Allah today to give his great blessings to his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. And the great Sahaba, and the great Muslims of the past, and the Muslims of today. Brothers and sisters, today's khutbah comes from a statement by our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, I quote, when one of the Sahaba said about the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لَعَنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمُخَانِفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالْمُتَرَجِلَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. The Prophet cursed, لَعَنَ, cursed the feminine man and the masculine woman. Cursed the feminine man and the masculine woman. My khutbah today is the feminine man and the masculine woman. This is the khutbah for today. And brothers and sisters, I don't believe any of you are homosexual. This is a disease of this society. According to the Kensley Report, some 10% of the American people are homosexual. Over 25 million Americans, 1 out of 10. Men who prefer men sexually and women who prefer women. Now, there may be some who have some little tendency maybe among the Muslims, among us, Allahu Alam, I don't think so. But hopefully today's khutbah can get rid of that if you have it in your heart. And number two, I want you to be able to defend against these homosexuals so you have good argument, inshallah. And also to remind you last week what I told you, the news that we got from Toronto, supposedly of some Muslims coming out of the closet, homosexuals, Muslims in Toronto who want to establish a masjid, a'udhu billah, for the gays. Muslim gays. We are against that 100%. We don't accept it. And we will never accept it. No matter how much the American government and the Canadian government legislated in their laws that it is acceptable, it will never be acceptable by the Muslims. I don't care how many times on Oprah Winfrey or any of these other shows, Donahue, we will never accept it because Allah rejects it. And his messenger rejected, all of his messengers rejected, and we, the Muslims, will forever reject it until Yawm al-Qiyamah. I don't care how many books they write by their scholars, how many article that appears in newspapers and magazines, Muslims detest it. And brothers and sisters, listen to the word of our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the companion who said about the Messenger of Allah, La'ana, La'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-mukhanifina, al-mutarrajilat, al-mukhanifina min al-rijal, al-mutarrajilat min al-nisa. He cursed the men who are feminine, and curse the women who are feminine. What do you mean, la'ana, curse? The opposite of curse is salah. Salah. To make prayer, to ask blessings, to invoke the blessings of Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Huh? Ya ayyuhallazina aminu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allah sends prayers and invocation on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah does it. Wa malaikatahu, and his angels, ya ayyuhalladhina aminu sallu alayhi, send prayers on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so Muslims say every day, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, send your blessings on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wasallimu taslima. And give a honorable greeting. Now we heard that many times from in the Quran. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina aminu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. We hear this all the time. But how many of us listen to the verse that comes after it? Inna alladhina yu'dhuna Allah, yu'dhuna Allah wa rasulahu, la'anahum Allah fi dunya wal akhirah, wa lahum adhabun muhina. Oh. And those who yu'dhuna Allah, yu'dhuna adhab, to annoy, to harm Allah, no, you can't hurt Allah. Annoy Allah. Whoever annoys Allah and His Messenger, la'anahum Allah. Allah curse them. Oh man. Fi dunya, in this life and in the akhirah and the hereafter. Allah la'ana. La'anahum Allah. Allah curse. What does it mean? La'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-mukhanifina min al-rijal wal-mutarrajilati min al-nisa. He cursed the men who feminine and the women who masculine. He cursed them. What does it mean? It means the opposite of sending blessings. You send invocation, then Allah punish them. It's how bad it is. Brothers and sisters, let's face it. In America, in New York City, in Toronto, you would look bad and strange condemning homosexuals. They make you look like a bad guy. They make you look like you are out of the limits, out of the boundaries. They make you look like you are silly and stupid. They make you look like you some extremist because you condemn what Allah condemns. Allah's not liberal all of a sudden. They know it in this society that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed a whole area, Sodom and Gomorrah, for that very act. Luti, Lawati. It is the act of the people of Lot, Lut, Prophet Lot. And two angels come in the form of men. And now the men of Sodom and Gomorrah want to go with the men. They want the angels that look like men. And then when Lot admonished them, they accuse Lot, what you want to be? You want to be righteous? You want to be clean? You want to be pure? The same way they talk about us today. Oh, it's common to see it. Me and a brother was driving the other day, and we saw one right down on Franklin Avenue, Fulton Street. A man dressed like a woman. Transvestite. men who dress like women, women who dress like men. And brothers and sisters, you have many, many, many women out there who dress like men. Yes, you do. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that Allah cursed the man who dressed like a woman and the woman who dressed like a man. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to stop here and say this. You see, always put this society in perspective, in proper perspective. They're going to always, always, always make the wrong move. I'm going to tell you two words the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so profound, is deep, man, so penetrating. Listen to what he said. خَلِفُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ خَلِفُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Oh man, that's heavy. You want something deep? You want something real deep? You want something real deep? Listen to this. Two words. خَلِفُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Be opposite the mushriks, the pagans, those who worship God besides Allah. You want wisdom? Do the opposite of what they do. Boy, that's heavy. Why? You know the lesson, brothers and sisters? The mushriks will never do the right thing. Never. They can't do it. They can't do it. That's why the Prophet said, Khaliful Mushrikeen, be opposite of them. You're not sure if something is haram or halal? Watch the mushriks. See what they do. Do the opposite. Yeah? Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to say something now. Some of you brothers may get a little upset, but don't get upset. I'm saying it because I love you. Allah is my witness. I love every one of you. But if I didn't love you, I wouldn't correct you. So I'm going to correct you and myself. Okay? Khaliful Mushrikeen, be opposite of the disbelievers. Now, brothers and sisters, do you know something? Clothing that you wear has an effect on you. Yes, it does. Put on no clothing, it has an effect on your mind, your psyche. And never forget, women are different from men. So women have a different effect when they put on certain clothing, and you as men have a different effect. For instance, did you know Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made haram, prohibited for the man to wear gold? Oh, so many people in this society, they wear gold. Why? Why not? Why can't we wear gold? Because gold does something to the man different from the woman. He allowed the woman to wear gold, but not the men. Why? He allowed women to wear silk, but not the men. Why? Man can't wear no silk in this life. You see, brothers and sisters, we need Quran and Sunnah. If we don't have Quran and Sunnah, we'd be just like everyone else, with no guidance. Now, I didn't say it, the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said it. Ali radiallahu anhu said, أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet took harir, some silk, in his right hand, and gold in his left hand, and said that these two hadani haram, these two are haram for the men of ummati, ummati, ummati. For my ummah is haram for the men, and uhilla halal for the women. Have been made halal for the women, haram for the men. You watch these young boys who wear gold, something happens to them when they put it on them. Watch the way they walk. They walk differently. They walk arrogantly. Something happens to the man when he puts gold on him. He acts different. He acts strange. Because a man wasn't made to wear gold in this life. Take a man and put pantyhose on him. He gotta act funny. He can't help it. Because it does something, the clothing does something. So silk does something, makes a man a little feminine. He said, oh no, not me. Oh, not me. I'm a masculine man, no. Don't follow these people. No more gold and no more silk for the man. Now one more. You ready? Brother, please, after today, no more brothers wearing earrings. Why? Does it say in Quran, thou shalt not wear earrings if thou art a man? No. Can you find it in Hadith? Don't wear earrings. No, you can't find it there. But let me tell you what you do find. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave khutbah, Yawm al-Eid, on the day of the Eid. And he gave the khutbah. When he finished, he went to the women and started preaching to the women, and the women took off their earrings and gave them a sadaqah. No sahaba took off their earrings. No men took their earrings off. You know why? They didn't wear earrings then. Prophet Muhammad didn't wear no earrings. Prophet Ibrahim didn't wear no earrings. Then why are you wearing earrings now? Can I tell you why? Because the foolish people of this world wear earrings. Men, it's something new. This is new for men in this society to wear earrings. Don't do it, brother. Khaliful Mushrikeen. You know something? If Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore earrings, if Umar ibn al-Khattab wore earrings, if Abu Bakr wore earrings, Brother Sarad would put on an earring in his ear today. Why? Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is worthy of imitation, not these people. We don't worship these people and we don't worship Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we follow Muhammad because Allah demands that we follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will never, ever lead us astray. لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مخالفين من الرجال ومترجلات من النساء. He cursed the men who are feminine and the women who are masculine. You know, brothers and sisters, it occurred to me, do you know the brotherhood of Islam? If a brother was a homosexual and he hid it, our brotherhood would be a paradise for them. Now think about it. We hug each other. No, we do. Think about it. We hug each other. We kiss each other. Yes, we do. Even some of my brothers from the East, they see me, they want to kiss me, and I have to turn my lips because if I don't turn it, they would get me. But it's brotherhood, I mean. You know, brotherhood, you love each other and you express it, and you always, some brothers, they hug each other and you start going like this and hugging each other. But there's nothing funny about that. Brotherhood. That's good. Even in some Muslim societies, it's not uncommon for men to hold hands and walk down the street together. It's not uncommon. Don't do it in New York City, though. Don't do it here. But the brotherhood that we express is good. So brothers and sisters, what I want to say to my beloved brothers, let us get back to self. I'm not worried about homosexuality, but I am worried about what I see. Brothers who are too soft, can't hardly run around the block. Even some brothers, I shake their hand, honestly, they feel so frail, I'm afraid I'm going to break their hand if I a little firm. Too soft. We need brothers who are more manly. Not macho, but manly. What's manly? Defined by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to know the definition of man? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the definition of manhood. Firm. But gentle at the same time. Compassionate, but a warrior for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we want to be like. Men being men. So brothers, today, take back our rightful place. And be men. Why? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mukhanifina min al-rijal, wal-mutarrajilat min al-nisa. والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى صحبه أجمعين أما بعد Brothers and sisters, I want to take a moment to pause in this khutbah. I don't want to make it as an announcement, so I'd rather make it now. Inshallah, I want us Muslims to make dua for our Muslims who suffer in Bosnia. It is the area that used to be called Yugoslavia. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed the area from the communists, the Muslims declared their independence in the independent state known as Bosnia. You've been reading the reports lately of the suffering and atrocities in that area, concentration camps. Muslims are dying by the thousands, being slaughtered. And brothers and sisters, we must admit, Muslims must admit to our weakness. I feel embarrassed that I'm just asking us to make dua. I'm embarrassed. Because we should be doing more than that. Next week, Friday, inshallah, on August 14th, there's going to be a demonstration in front of the United Nations. This demonstration is organized by the Islamic Circle of North America and other Muslim communities, including the Majlis Shura of New York, who will be sponsoring it. They will have Jummah prayer service there. Now, brothers and sisters, if we can make it, let's do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not much, but somehow that little effort might make a difference. Allahu alam. But the reason that I mentioned it in the context of this khutbah is that I believe that if we're going to transform this society, that transformation begins with the men. Yeah. Let me tell you the way it should be, as I see it. Our brothers in Bosnia suffer. The way I see it right now, what we should be doing is getting an army of men here to go there and to march and to do work. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Because now Muslims are asking the United States government to get involved. Why are you asking them? Because they have quwwa, they have strength, they have armies, they have guns. So we're asking the United States government, please, can you go save our Muslims in Bosnia? I don't want to ask the United States government for anything. I'd rather ask Allah and get the men and say, come on men, let's go. Let's march. Where are we going? We're going to do jihad, fi sabilillah. Honey, I may not come back. And you know, brother, it's better for us to look for jihad. Because if you don't at least prepare for jihad and you die in a state of jahiliyyah, a state of ignorance. But you know what that means? That means we have to be men. This society needs men. Yes, that's what they need. They need men. Men will be men. Firm, iron willpower. And brother, let me say this. You can't be a man if you got a drug problem and you can't beat drugs. You want to go fight somebody, you can't even fight your own self. You want to go fight jihad, peace have been left. Fight jihad against your own weakness. We need men, disciplined men. If Allah don't give them a wife, they fast, and they abstain, and they don't go near zina, because they're... we got these guys. Just send them some skirts, and we got their nose. They can't do nothing, man. They can't, they're too weak. We don't need that kind of man. We need men. Drugs don't faze them. Women don't save them. Nothing but the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the kind of men we need. We don't need whimpering men. We need stand-up men who are going to be soldiers for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know what, brothers and sisters? What they're doing in Bosnia to the Muslims, we should have predicted it. Why? What they're doing to the Muslims in Algeria, we should have predicted. Why? Because the mushriks will always do the wrong thing. Khaliful mushrikeen. Do you know, brothers and sisters, in my conclusion, even fighting is prescribed for us, even though we may hate it. But even Muslims, when we fight the right way. I'm not going to kill no woman. I ain't going to kill no children. I'm not going to kill no old men and old women. We're not going to burn down trees. But we'll fight against the enemy. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals in Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقاتلوا في سبيل الله الذين يقاتلونكم ولا تعتدوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين. Fight in the way of Allah against those who fight against you, but don't go beyond the boundaries. You don't slaughter people after you get them as prisoners. Treat them with kindness. You know, I got a paper today from Trinidad. I got three papers today from Trinidad. They had some articles about Abu Bakr. Imam Abu Bakr from Masjid Muslimin, Jamaatul Muslimin in Trinidad. The brothers who were just recently released, alhamdulillah. You know what? One of the women who died there in the building, part of the government building, this week, her husband and her three sons took shahada. Became Muslims. They respect Islam even though his wife died in the insurrection. And not only that, I read in another newspaper where a Muslim brother fighting against the police, one of the police happened to be a female. She took shahada and now they're ready to get married. She went to the masjid, took shahada, and now they're about to get married. Alhamdulillah. You see, brothers and sisters, even sometimes Muslims, we take prisoners of war. And we treat them so good, many of them become Muslims. Yeah. We have to torture people. Brothers and sisters, we're not about that. We're not about torturing people. Here you are, you got somebody in prison, you got them locked up, and you torture them. Man, you need to be put down in the earth. So brothers and sisters, I say to you, my dear sisters, I didn't forget you. Sisters, please be careful of who you listen to. The so-called feminist movement, many of them are headed by lesbians. They will have you hating men. Some women of this society are so misguided, they absolutely hate men. And you can hear they talk. All they talk, them men. And you know what? It's seeping in to the ummah. Sisters are now saying that. All their conversation is us against them. It's not us against them, it's us together. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. Men and women are friends and protectors of one another. They enjoin the good and forbid the evil. So brothers and sisters, what I'm saying, brothers, we want our women back to their natural place. What's their natural place? Feminine. Allah made them feminine. And you know, brothers and sisters, you know what the punishment is? If a man is found with another man, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kill the fa'il and the maf'ul. The one who does it and the one to whom it is done to. Kill them both. Now let me stop here and say this. I don't want us to go get sticks and start running outside looking for homosexuals. Don't do that. No. We don't condone that. No, no. It's not right. Even if they were outside, brothers and sisters, open homosexuals, you don't beat them up. We don't have that right. Let's go to them and invite them to Islam and make them feel uncomfortable, but don't beat them up. No, that's not what we want. When we go to Toronto, inshallah, to stop that masjid from opening up the Muslim gay masjid, we're not going to burn it down? No. Mm-mm. Why? Because we want to articulate very clearly and plainly. We want Ted Koppel to invite us on Nightline so we can articulate and tell the nation about their corruption and about their perversity, but we have to be able to do it in a very intelligent manner to correct them with our tongue. That's the way to do it, believe me. If you burn it down, or if you beat these people and kill these people, that's the worst thing you can do. And you'll set back our movement, believe me. Take it from me. Take it from the leadership here. Don't go beating these people up. Don't. I'm reiterating. Don't go out there beating up homosexuals. We don't accept that. Don't. It's incorrect. You want to do something? Invite them to Islam. Explain to them how it's wrong. And I say to you, brothers and sisters, this thing of homosexuality is nothing new. It's old. Any society that goes against, don't follow the Sharia, don't follow Revelation, is going to go off. You know why, brothers and sisters, in my conclusion? Too much and not enough. That's the problem of this society. Too much and not enough. Do you know Muslims in Somalia? Millions of them starving, they're going to die because they don't even have crumbs enough to feed them. Not enough food. Don't you know Muslims in Bangladesh, many of them starving, don't have enough food. Don't you know all over the world, Muslims and non-Muslims, they have bellies that are pot out, skinny, malnutrition, because they don't have enough. Not enough. And too much. Then in America, you have people so fat. They're so fat because they eat all day long, eat all night long. They're fat, they're overweight, they get sick, and they die because they're too much. Too much and not enough. I drive down Atlantic Avenue, Pennsylvania Avenue. There's a woman. Go look at her. Every day she's there. She lives on the street. All of her belongings are right down the street. I go to mass at 5 o'clock in the morning, she's sitting there. 12 o'clock in the afternoon, she's reading a book. 12 midnight, she's still there. She lives there, man. Homeless people all over America, all over the world. Not enough, but there's some people too much. And now Muslims in America, we complain. We're too soft. We live a soft life. We live an easy life. All we want is sit down and wear silk and wear gold and wear earrings and make things nice. And things are so sweet when people are dying every day, everywhere. Too much. You need to take some of what you got. You complain and insist about you need another pair of shoes. Some people have no shoes. You want more dress, more clothing. You want a bigger house. You want this and that. Many people have no house at all. You, brother, sister, you get a welfare check. Your welfare check is much better than most of the people on the earth. But yet you complain. You complain and you complain. Too much. Extremes. We go to the extremes all the time. You can't stay normal. Allah give you a woman, give you a good woman. You have to go outside of the boundaries of marriage. Allah give a man a daughter. He violates his own daughter. Incest on the rise. Why? Because these people don't keep to the balance. So Allah has to reveal in Quran, حُرِمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ. Allah has made haram for you, your mother. Even yesterday on TV, Harado, man married to his daughter. On the TV, everybody can see it. Yeah. So her baby is her baby and her grandbaby. Her father fathered her own child. Boys, men, marrying their mothers in America. You shocked? Don't be shocked by nothing in this society. That's the nature of the kafir. That's the nature of the mushrik. And Muslims, if you follow them into that hole of the lizard, then you're going to go to hell just like them. So brothers and sisters, brothers, let me be honest with you. Many of our women lost their femininity. They're masculine. They're man-like. You know why? Because so many men have become woman-like. If men would stand up and be the kind of man that Allah wants us to be, believe me, our women are foul. They're looking for strength. The women out there, they're looking out for strength. So brothers, if Allah puts you in a position of power, He will do that one day. You will be powerful. You will be well known. But if Allah puts you in a position of power, use your power to raise these women up and not seduce them like everybody else. Be different, man. Be different. Prove you're Muslim. Prove it. Be different. Don't dress like them. Be different. Yes, I'm a Muslim. Out of curiosity, they will come to you. I noticed, Abdullah, you don't dress like the other rappers. You look different. Your eyes look different. Your eyes look clear. Your mind is clear. Your mouth is pure and clean. Be different from them, man. Be different from them. And bring them to guidance. If you're going to be somebody in that world, if they follow Michael Jackson, be better than him. But bring them to righteousness. I'd like to see you bring 100, 200, 300 women wearing shimas, wearing long dresses, showing them the guidance, showing them the way. Because you're a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be a servant, man. Be a servant for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only way you want to be a servant, you be different from them. Don't be afraid to be different. Allah take your difference and make you great with it. Allah exhort you with it. Difference. Because you're not like them. And you're Muslim 100%. Not only in the masjid, but in home, in the street. Wherever you are, they can see. They know if you're for real. And they know if you're fronting. So you want to continue front like everybody else? Go on in front. And be like everybody else. Allah would expose you in the end. Be different. Be a Muslim. Be a believer. Don't follow them. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, please bless your ummah. Please guide us with Quran and Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless your ummah to love your book, Al-Quran. Strengthen us to read the Quran. Bless us to understand Quran. Oh Allah, make the Muslim men strong like your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the early Sahaba. Oh Allah, bless our women. Bless them to be strong and beautiful. In the image of the great women that we had before us, like Aisha and Khadija and Asiya and Maryam, bless them. Oh Allah, bless us with a righteous ummah. Please purify us. Allah, I ask you to please forgive us our sins, this Jamaat, this Ummah. Oh Allah, raise from among us men strong who want to do jihad, fi sabilillah. Oh Allah, help us. Join the hearts of these Muslims together. Guide us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Make us to love the hereafter more than we love this world. And oh Allah, bless us with righteous offspring.